Well, without more ado, I'm going to ask Jenny. Jenny Thompson is a teacher of an outstanding school, the TESA, the Outstanding Primary School of the Year, St Mary's School in Moss Side in Manchester, and she'll come and tell us how the reality is in schools.
Good evening, everybody. I'm your practitioner for the evening. But before I start, I'd like to give a big round of applause to those young people who are here tonight who are about to embark on the most exciting journey of their lives. They will be the teachers and head teachers for our next generation. So I'd like to give them a big clap before we start. Well done, everybody. Please don't be put off. Honestly, it will be fine. It is really lovely to be here. And what a guest list. I mean, to follow Lord Puttenham. Wow. Quite a tricky one. I'd like to start by saying a big thank you to Fred Jarvis. I don't know whether we've adopted Fred or he's adopted us, but Fred, the children sent their love. He's our hero. We're big fans. He's asked me to come here tonight and talk about how some of the things that we've discussed this evening feel as a practitioner, as a head teacher, and I've dragged my poor deputy with me tonight for moral support. But I want to tell you a little bit about us. Tim talked about the story of the school, and I think hopefully I'll be able to tell you the story of our school. And it's been quite a journey, and I'd like to share some of the things that we've learnt along the way. And our story is a story of families and children and the commitment of individuals and teams, but also working widely in partnership, as lots of people have talked about this evening. But it has been about building pride and resilience in all of us, including the staff, but also about achieving excellence. We were on a journey from special measures, and I think we had the kind of dubious pleasure of being probably in special measures longer than anybody's meant to be in. I think we're in for 3 years, which is quite a long time. It's quite a brutal process, let me tell you. And this was a while ago, and I still remember it very clearly. And we were also the bottom of the league tables. I mean, literally, the bottom line. St Mary's, C of E Primary School. Yeah, absolutely dire. We had 25% turnout at parents' evenings. We had 10 people used to turn up to workshops, which we'd be very pleased at, but it did tend to be the same 10 people. We suddenly had a school community that was 80% English as an additional language, but added to that, there was the trauma for children coming from war-torn countries, Somalia, the Congo, those kind of places. Deprivation was very high then, and I'm sad to say it still is. We were 80% free school meals then, and unfortunately we're still 80% free school meals. But we know that children can't learn if they aren't safe or don't feel safe, if they're hungry, if they're late or absent, if they or their family don't feel included, and when sometimes the challenges are just too much for families and they don't have a voice. They can't be the best that they can be. Article 29 of the UNICEF Children's Rights Charter is your right to be the best that you can be. And we are a UNICEF rights respecting school, and this is key to everything that we do. Ofsted, triangulation of books, data, feedback, attainment, progress, reconstituting governors. Do all of these things make a difference? Well, sometimes they do, to some schools. Quality of teaching and learning is absolutely key to success, and we believe that very strongly at St Mary's. Having the highest possible expectations is fundamental to everything that we do. But for us, these things can't make the difference on their own, and they needed to be supported by the things that we know our children and families need. And we just could not do that on our own. So we started to think differently. We started investing in our community, opening the doors to every classroom, providing parental education, but this time phoning parents, shooing them off the playground, giving them breakfast, croissants, coffee, you name it, we had it. Parents and children were never turned away from the door. You don't have an appointment system at St Mary's. If you have a problem, you knock the door. We put everything down and we listen to what you've got to say. But seeing some of the challenges as opportunities, and we began to draw on our community as a resource, not just a curriculum resource, but a resource around role modelling and investing in supporting families. We started advocating on behalf of parents with our pastoral team, advocating around debt, mental health issues, domestic abuse, working with housing providers on a daily basis to prevent evictions, because you can't learn unless you know that you're going to be in the same house the next day. We began a walking bus and a free breakfast club, and our walking bus trails through Mossside every single morning at 7:30. Children are singing, learning, counting. We need to make the difference straight away. But these things were not a handout, but they were a hand up. 60% of our staff are from the community, and that's rising. Volunteering and placements and education are a huge part of our investment, and these are offered first and foremost to our parents. Nobody else gets a look in until our parents have what they need. This is offered to parents trying to be the best that they can be, and there is no substitution for your mum or dad aspiring to do better. Enterprise education, raising attainment as well as financial sense and resilience, but also financial responsibility. And not just for a better economy, but for a better, fairer society as well. And we believe that no child should be left behind. But those challenges that we started with, they not only remain, but actually they are increasing for lots of our families. Bedroom tax, universal credit, 0 hours contracts, high street money lending at four-figure interest rates so that you can have basics like a TV or something to sit on. And we have 4 food banks within walking distance. We are actually a school that has, we are a voucher school, so people come to us and get vouchers to go to the food bank. Attendance at food banks has gone up by something like 400% in the past 2 to 3 years. And our school is a good example. We, our pastoral team, very often drop food parcels off the children's families. And these things are challenging our children on a daily basis. We have dinner money arrears for people who are on low incomes. Very sparse packed lunches that I think probably people in this room would not believe what children are being sent to school with. The quality of coats and shoes, things that you would expect to see many, many decades before. These things are a reality for lots of our families. Schools do need to have the right curriculum, the right staff, the right expectations, and I think, after many years, I think we do. But I also think that schools must do this by being the beating heart of their community, and they must not be afraid to do the things they know make the difference in children's lives. Make decisions that are in response to the things that children need. But actually that can be very, very difficult for school leaders and for staff. And it's becoming more and more difficult, actually. All those things, you can get an outstanding in Ofsted, you can get your new curriculum together, but it's very, very difficult as a head teacher in the current climate to negotiate your way through very, very difficult waters. I did a little bit of an investigation and worked out that I am averaging 3 emails every school week, not every normal week, from the DfE, not just on operational things like SATs, timetables and things like that, but big things like British values, safeguarding, national curriculum changes. 3 emails a week. Constant updates on what Ofsted want to see next. I think the last update was January 15, but don't let on, but I don't think I've got past September 14. Disqualification chaos is the only thing, the only way I can describe it. A curriculum that does the opposite of giving freedom to schools, trying to prepare children for being 21st century citizens, but teaching them things that they would have been proud of in the 1950s. The minefield for us as a school, with 80% EAL, 80% children on free school meals, the minefield of British values and radicalisation guidance. very, very difficult in our communities to do what we're being asked to do. And what, in my opinion, is a developing culture of compliance. And this is because of the fears and anxieties that head teachers have navigating these waters. And do not get me started on assessment without levels. That's a whole different ballgame altogether. So what have we learnt on this journey, on this story of a school? Well, we've learnt to invest in people, first and foremost. Embrace diversity, work with the community, and be at the heart of everything that matters to that community. Listen, visit, respond, deal with, support. Be brave and bold, and comply as far as you need to, but no more than that. In 2014, we were in the top 2% for progress in reading, as well as very high levels of attainment. Top 7% in maths in the country, and that's after a 4-year upward trend of similar results. We have been in the top 20 in the Manchester League tables for 3 years. We are no longer at the strap line right at the bottom. And we have been the winners, I'm very pleased to say, with Ed here tonight from the TEF. Thanks, Ed. We have been winners of the TES Award for Enterprise and Community in 2013, of which we are incredibly proud. And then Primary School of the Year in the TES Awards in 2014. And in fact, my deputy and I were walking towards the place where we got our prize last year with the sun shining like it was then. And I think it'll be one of those days we'll never, ever forget, and nor will our families. And we are very proud of this. But what I'd like us to do is I'd like us to listen to the people that this is all about. We decided in preparation to have a little bit of a chat to our children and see if the things that we want for education differ very differently to the things that they want. So if you don't mind, thank you. The children of St Mary's would like to tell you what they care about. Children. I'm very biased, but they are absolutely gorgeous. So what next? For me, stop the ideological shifts in curriculum with every change of government and let children just get on with learning and having fun. Invest in school-led early help for vulnerable families. Build new schools where they're needed, not just academies and free schools, to ensure a school place for every child so they can truly be the best that they can be. And finally, don't dress up free market ideology and call it a school-led system. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Jenny. That was fantastic. We all enjoyed the children in particular.